This will be the fifth Startup Weekend event in Pensacola. The last one happened in 2015. Kelly Reeser is the Director of Entrepreneurial Development with Florida West Economic Development Alliance and the Director of CoLab in Pensacola, a business incubator space in downtown. She has been involved with every Startup Weekend in town.
The idea of the weekend is that you gather developers, designers, and startup enthusiasts, put them through a really intense ideation process. So somebody could pitch an idea on Friday night. They have 60 seconds to pitch that initial idea. A team forms, and then that team is attempting to build a working prototype and a business model around that idea in just 54 hours.
Typically, there are about 100 people at the event, and about 35 ideas get pitched. It's the entire group that decides which ideas get worked on and developed.
It's a very collective process. People select those ideas that they want to work on and team with. So it's a very organic process. People walk around and, you know, and talk with the individual who pitched that idea. And then the teams just form organically. Typically, those 35 ideas come down to about 20 finalists. And then by the time the teams actually form, sometimes they roll into each other. And they, you know, they say these two ideas are similar enough that they could pair together. And typically, we're building anywhere between 12 to 15 complete business models throughout the weekend.
Not everyone who attends the weekend has an idea to pitch. Some people are looking to find a project that needs their particular skill set. These include everything from programmers and coders to artists and design specialists. This year, Pensacola Startup Weekend is partnering with TechStars, the company that owns the Startup Weekend brand, as part of the TechStars Global Startup Week.
And TechStars has what's called a global startup battle. So if you're participating in a startup weekend, either the first or the second weekend of that week, you become part of this event. So our weekend, there are over 200 Startup Weekend events going on around the world. And what our team will be able to do, the first place team will be able to advance onto a regional competition where we will kind of submit their idea, we'll submit their business model, and then that could potentially progress on beyond that.
And there are some companies that have progressed from the local startup event. Kelly Reeser says two success stories come to mind.
Our first place winner of the last event was called Lifeboat, an app to pair roadside assistance or something with car mechanics. And so they've gone through several iterations of that business in the last 2 years and have launched an app in the App Store, probably three or four versions past what they actually pitched at Startup Weekend, but they have stayed together as a team and have developed that success. We also had another success of a company that was a law enforcement application, and they were able to partner with one of the coaches at Startup Weekend here locally, and they were able to get that idea just past that working prototype phase and get it to something that was more advanced and a more viable business.
Reeser says they are looking for both participants and coaches for this year's event.
Yeah, just some of the best and brightest talent from the Pensacola area that are interested and willing to give back to these next ideas and these next idea generators.
Pensacola Startup Weekend is November 10th through the 12th at the Co-Work Annex in downtown Pensacola. To sign up or get more information, go to pensacola.startupweekend.org or search for Startup Weekend Pensacola on Facebook. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.